Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. That through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate, and they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. If you'd like to call the show, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, I'll say once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. And whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to one of my archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, and there are lots of those shows to choose from as they are inching upwards of close to 75 shows so far. or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So you can either listen live every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or just about whenever it's convenient to your schedule. No matter where and when you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to have you along. I'd also like to say a heartfelt thank you to all my followers who have pushed the follow button underneath my smiley face on the Blog Talk Radio site, and they're receiving reminders of all Angel Healing House radio programs. And if you've taken a shine to myself and or the insights of the Posse of Angels, I'd love for you to hop on over and take a look at my Angel Healing House Facebook page. And if it gives you a giggle or you're inspired by what you see and read, I would love for you to give my Angel Healing House Facebook page a like. I see that we have a caller or two on the line already for that free angel advice. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 20 minutes or so to introduce the topic before we take some of your phone calls. And today's topic, a new way of being, came about as a result of the extraordinary energetic effects of the eclipses that we have all been experiencing in May. Now, with it being the end of May, it would be natural to assume that with the advent of spring and its wonderful signs of rebirth all around us, many would start to feel more alive and like they were reborn. Yet the Posse of Angels is saying that this particular May holds so much more than experiencing babies being born, you know, seeing the little new birds in nests and seeing flowers and flowers bloom and the leaves come on the trees again. Now, with the beginning of May, we have been under the influence of these extraordinary eclipse energies, this newness and this sense of coming alive in every fiber of our human physical form is like a powerful energy surge. And it's almost like this powerful energy has been dormant for a long time, and it's starting to awaken and rapidly affect everything on the planet, including us. And while the energies have been shifting higher and higher on the planet, many noticed that in December of 2012, now I'm going to take you back 6 months to December of 2012, there was an unusual forward moving ball of energy at the beginning of December, and it lasted for somewhere around 2 to 3 weeks. And this, again, was at the beginning of December 2012. This was very apparent to my healing practice because usually, like many other businesses, things start to taper off as we approach the holidays. You know, people get all wrapped up, not only in Christmas presents, but in all the festivities and the cooking and the shopping and inviting family in from far away or not so far away. But last December, I had this huge rush of clients looking for healing sessions and readings than I had ever experienced in previous Decembers. And at that point, oh, of course, I was thrilled for the extra clientele, but I also knew that something very different was going on energetically. Myself, along with several friends and clients, we felt a sense of anticipation and an enthusiasm with this new forward energy that was swirling all around, and it made many of us feel like we were finally vindicated for all of our hard work, all of our conscious life of awareness, and living in that higher vibrational frequency and concentrating on it. And we felt like we were blasting into the new year of 2013. Yet this feeling of forward-moving energy was very short-lived, and it seemed to all but evaporate around the first week in January. It felt so eerie like we were given this grand glimpse of possibilities and anticipation for the very new to come in for us. But then, just as rapidly as the energies came in, it dissipated. It disappeared, and it stopped us from moving forward. Okay, here come the posse of angels. They're chiming in, and they're saying, well, thank goodness that it did disappear, because this immense time that we have had since the beginning of January to the end of May, really, of standing stock still or very little happening and seemingly being held back, gave many of us an extraordinary opportunity for a time of reflection to see what was not working in our lives. And now, even though it was all for our highest good, as everything is always for our highest good, personally, for me, listeners, it felt like my tiny boat was washed up on an abandoned shore with no noticeable tide to help me continue along my journey. And this is how it has been for many of the collective consciousness for the past 4 months. Okay, now the posse of angels is reminding us that as a result of having had this time of forced inactivity, there has been more forgiveness, more severing of dishonoring relationships, more taking accountability and responsibility for our lives in these first 4 months of 2013 than there ever was in all the previous years rolled in together. Now, having turned the mirror back on ourselves and gotten rid of so much in our lives that was not in authentic alignment with who we divinely are, we were ready for the eclipses to work their magic. And you know what? Work their magic they certainly did. For the powerful new moon solar eclipse on May the 10th strengthened our connection to our divine eternal nature, thus empowering our limitless multidimensional selves and expanded our ability to radiate love. Many of us have experienced a noticeable shift in how much more at ease we are at simply communicating what is truth for us, refusing to play games anymore and not give our power away to anyone. We are fully within ourselves to express who we are. We're very self-assured, and we're very confident about ourselves now. Many of us are experiencing the ease and the grace of the natural flow of life instead of trying to push the river. I love that expression, do not try to push the river, because by pushing the river, you are determining which way that river wants to flow, and water must flow to its natural source. And every time you try to push the river, or you try to push the how and the when of life happening, it always, you might get some of a result, some kind of a result, but it never will be the result that you truly want. And every time we try to control life, this is not within our providence. The control of life never was in our providence, as that's the providence of God and the angels. Okay, here come the posse. The posse of angels is saying that what is happening is that we are grounding and beginning to live heaven on earth. You know, we are definitely feeling lighter. We're feeling less weighed down. This lightening of our baggage and burden that we have chosen to hang on to until now is helping us create a magical space of zero point where anything and everything is possible. Now, in my previous program, I've described being in zero point as being in a state of feeling whole, complete, loved, joyful, blissful, in total oneness with God and our divine eternal natures. And as a result of living in this nanosecond of the now, in this heaven on earth zero point, we will then start to experience the physical, tangible manifestation of those heartfelt desires that we have longed for, we've wished for, we've dreamed, prayed, and asked for those dreams to come to fruition. You know, whether we put our focus on dreaming about a cherished, loving relationship to share our life with, whether it's new opportunities around the corner for us, new opportunities in careers. Perhaps you've been longing for a new home, a new direction, a new and more spiritually aligned place, location-wise, for city, state, or just moving homes as well. And or exactly, we've been asking for the right connections to help us to see our creative projects and our endeavors finally come into reality. All of these openings will start to be very evident to many of us. Now, another result of letting go of the heavy burden of carrying around drama and old negative stories within our energetic frequency is that we will become so much lighter and no longer be reactive. Now, the Posse of Angels is stressing that with our energies being much higher and lighter, this new way of being will see our abilities greatly enhanced to finally, clearly hear, see, and be in tune with our guides and our angels. And what a wonderful, wonderful experience that is, I can tell you, having been in direct contact with the Posse of Angels for the past almost 11 years. As a result of this very clear line of connection to our angels, we will be greatly open to clearly discerning which choices to make and which directions to go in for our highest good. We'll be able to hear precisely what our intuition, which is the highest intent for us, is asking us to choose. You know, with the pathway to our intuitions being totally cleared of any obstructions, many of us may be experiencing an overwhelming feeling to go in a new direction and do different things. You know, this could show up in so many different ways. Again, it could be showed up as a yearning to move to a different house, different city, a different state. We could feel it as we are ready to go on an adventure. Perhaps there are others that get the excited urge to step forward into a whole different career or form new relationships or connections. This is all happening for us because of the easier communication with the angels and allowing ourselves to co-create with them for our highest good. We are no longer, it's like the slate has been cleared for us, how much we pushed to control life working out the way we thought it should work out for us with our limited linear mind, and we are allowing the angels and God to co-create with us and to show us exactly how what the next signs are for us, and we're able to clearly discern that now, and then to how to step forward towards those signs once our attention is being brought to what those signs are. And the Posse of Angels is quickly chiming in here, and they're saying they want to address your somewhat newfound energetic connection and relationship with your guides and your angels. And one of the most effective things that everyone can do to remain living in that state of zero point or heaven on earth is to nurture your relationship with your spiritual help. Okay, they're emphasizing that with the greatest of all relationships built on not only love, but really tried and true relationships are built on mutual respect and support. The most important thing that you can do is to acknowledge to the angels that you clearly heard their messages. Then, when they present us with signs on how to take action and step forward, then we will be ready to not even question what is right for our highest good. You know, most people, listeners, hear their intuition. They hear it. They definitely do get what their intuition is telling them. But because they don't trust, they do not step forward when that timing is right. And they jump up from their hearts, where our intuition is speaking to us, to their linear minds, to try to figure it out, to try to rationalize it, to try to get how, if it's logical to do it, and they cut off the opening for us to then step forward on the path to fulfilling our dreams, our wishes, and desires. Okay, so really, one of the most important things that you can do is to acknowledge that you've clearly heard their messages. Then when they present us with signs on how to take action and to step forward, naturally, we will be ready for that to happen. No matter what the message is, okay, no matter how bizarre it sounds, even whether it seems to be, again, rational, logical, or it makes any sense at all to our limited linear minds, if we are receiving intuitive messages from our connection, what we're doing is we're receiving it with a great deal of clarity now. Now that you know that this message is important for you to register in order then to step forward when the timing is right, and the posse of angels are saying, when the timing is divine. You know, I spoke about this optimum timing in my last week's radio program entitled Take Inspired Action. These intuitive precursor messages, which that's what they are, they're signs and signals. They're actually guideposts to help all of us easily navigate the following calls to action that the angels and guides have co-created and orchestrated for us along the path to fulfilling our desires. You know, the posse of angels is reminding us that all prayers are heard and all prayers are answered. And most of the time, because people are trying to push the river of life to flow in their way and not God's way. Well, we completely dismiss the signs that the angels send us as to how to step forward by following our intuition. Again, the clear messages that we're receiving now and the signs that we are given, and of course, stepping forward when the timing is right, we will then be open to receiving the next sign along the path to the fulfillment of our dreams. You know, a lot of times, listeners, people get too far ahead of themselves. And I've seen this over and over again in my practice, Angel Healing House, which, by the way, can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com. A lot of the times, my clients get so excited in the big picture. They want to get from A to Z, to A to Z, in a day or two. And they have dreams, and they have their intentions, and they have desires. But because life doesn't work in straight lines, they have to go through some of that alphabet before they get to Z, and the end and the ultimate fulfillment of their dreams. There are connections to be made along the way. There are experiences for their highest good. There are even challenges, perhaps even suffering and trials along the way, which test our patience. test our tolerance. They test us to see if the dream is really something that we truly want. Most people give up on their dreams because they stop advancing, because it doesn't happen easily. And if you see life as only for what it is, and you accept that as everything is happening for your highest good, then there is never a reason to stop advancing to your dreams. It's your dream, and you're a child of God, and your dream and your hopes will be answered, but they won't be answered in your way. They'll be answered in the how and the when of God and the angels. When the timing is there to step forward, many people often don't see it because they said, well, what use is me going supposedly off track and going here when I want to fulfill my dream now? And people don't understand that when you look back on life from an angel's perspective, when you look back on your life, you can very clearly see in the life's review that each of us have when we cross from the physical back to our real home in pure essence, pure spirit form, that every step that we took was not taking us off track, was actually not taking us away from our dream, was actually adding to the experiences of a life lived in fullness. So, as an example of how life is sending us signs and signals now, I was sharing a tea with a friend this past week, and I was excitedly speaking about all the new beginnings and opportunities that were going to present themselves as a result of these amazing gifts of these three eclipses, the eclipse on April 25th, May 9th, 10th, and just this last one we had the full moon eclipse, which was May 24th, and how they've opened us up to clearly discern our intuition and to hear the messages from the angels. And he said, you know, Candy, I've been getting these very strong urges to get back into acting again. He has been an actor for a while, and he was getting strong urges in his heart to go back into acting. Yet he said that when he logically thought about the auditioning process, all the rejections, the headshots, the new headshots that he'd have to pay for, getting an agent, and lots of other things and stuff associated with acting, he wasn't feeling very good about it, and he was actually thinking twice about going about and venturing into this arena again. I immediately intuited and told him that this urge to act was not meant for him to rush out and to do something about it and begin the hard and difficult task of finding roles, but it was given to him more as a sign of what was coming in for him. Now, a few days later, I got a very excited email from him saying, I can't believe it. You were right. Because out of the blue, I received two calls from connections in the past for auditions at the beginning of the following week. These connections didn't know that I was no longer acting, and they just thought I would be perfect for this part, and it happened. It flowed into him with ease and grace because he allowed God and the angels in their infinite wisdom and their limitless possibilities to be able to give to him rather than pushing. There was no pounding the pavement. There was no calling up connections, you know, getting new headshots. There was just that allowance, again, of God and the angels to fulfill his desires with ease and grace in their divine, limitless, and again, infinite ways. And you know what, listeners? I personally have felt this new way of being energy that has stirred something up inside of me. It's actually a very, very deep memory within me that I once played the harp. I'm a piano player, and to my knowledge, I've never touched the harp in this incarnation. I possibly would have touched and played the harp in other incarnations, but this is something in this incarnation that I haven't done. Now, over the last few weeks, this profound longing to play this instrument has seen me riveted on watching harp videos and listening to harp music. Now, when this affected me so much that I thought, I have to look for a harp teacher. And when I started looking online for a harp teacher, well, the posse of angels flew in so rapidly, and they said to me, "What are you doing? You don't have to do that. We have it all arranged. And when the timing is divine, we will send you a very clear sign on how to step forward and how to then learn the harp and who to learn it with, but not only for the greatest good of yourself, the highest good for you, but the greatest good of all concerned and the greatest good for this harp teacher." Now, the posse of angels are also chanting at the bit to remind us of the things that we can employ to stay on this line of zero point, this line where magic and synchronicities and miracles easily occur and can help us with this new way of being that the eclipses have helped bring in for us and the possibilities of this happening. But before we start to discuss that, how we can best utilize these energies for a new way of being, let's go to the phone line. It's 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hey, Candy.
Oh, hello, Cyril. How are you today?
I'm good. Today I was just listening.
Oh, that's fine. I was going to ask you if you've noticed any energy changes in the past week because we've had yet another eclipse. That eclipse came in on the full moon eclipse on May 25th. And did that affect you at all?
Yeah, I've been seeing some changes. The way I've been feeling before is not the way I'm feeling right now.
Is it? I remember the feeling that you had, whether it was last week or actually I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, where you were feeling very tired, like you really wanted to go on vacation and like you really wanted to exit, sort of this physical incarnation. Has that lifted for you?
Not completely, but it has lessened.
Yes, and that's pretty much what I have felt like, and it's pretty much what my clients and my students have felt like as well. It hasn't totally gone, but it feels like as I'm saying in this radio program today, it's kind of heralding a new way of being. There's a much lighter feeling that's come in, less weighed down, less burdened, and certainly less heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, have you seen any forward movement as a result of the energies getting lighter in your life?
Not yet. I haven't seen any. I'm still anticipating some great movements, but they haven't occurred as of yet.
Yeah, it's giving us this lightness and this kind of lifting of the weight, the burden that we've been feeling. It's kind of bringing in that ability for us to be more in joy and to expand in love, because what these eclipses have done, they've almost like cleared the slate of heaviness in our lives, and certainly with us going into June, which the posse of angels keep telling me June is showtime, because a lot of connections and a lot of opportunities will start to manifest on the physical plane for us, and there would have been no way that we could have been in resonance and direct alignment with these heavenly sense connections and opportunities if we were still weighed down with those energies of whatever it was, you know, of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, you know, these things that we thought we had, you know, let go of in our lives, but they were still very much a part of our physical makeup. And it's like the gift of the eclipses has actually washed that slate clean. So once those energies and opportunities come in, we will be only in love and joy. So the Posse of Angels are saying to you in particular, Cyril, that this is just the start of feeling better. And the more we see May out and the more we go into June and the summer months, we will continue to feel just so much better and so much lighter and so much like we can finally let go.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a wonderful summer. I've said this before in my radio program that they keep telling me the summer is going to be summer harvest for many of us. So do you want me to pull some cards for you?
Okay.
All right, let's see what comes up for Cyril today. He is a very loyal listener. Thank you so much, Cyril, for tuning in every week. I really do appreciate it. And let's just do a general read and see what's coming up with these much lighter energies and how they're going to make a difference in our lives and certainly in Cyril's life. Okay, the first card that comes up for you is the Eight of Cups. Okay, this Eight of Cups is perfect for what we've been speaking about, and the Positive Angels just gave me an all-over head-to-toe shiver, which means hallelujah. This is the walking away from everything that has karmically burdened us in our lives, and that's where you are, Cyril, at the moment, and that's why you're feeling lighter. Because you're allowing those eclipses to work their magic. You're allowing them to make you feel lighter, less weighed down, less burdened. You've always been very good listening to your angels and your guides, but now it's as if you've been bumped up a notch and you are going to be able to very easily interpret and to understand and clearly discern what your angels are telling you, because there's no more karmic, there's nothing any more karmically within you to resolve. And this Eight of Cups is just showing you walking away from whatever was weighing you down. So that's a great way to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the Two of Pentacles. Now they're saying that. That up until now, things were a little bit maybe perhaps rocky or unsure in your life as far as financial abundance goes. But this is another thing that is going to even itself out as we go from May to June and as the summer progresses. Because now you are totally co-creating with the angels and you'll be much lighter to be able to really hear what their messages are and how it will be best to you to financially move forward and to be more secure in your life. So let's go to the third card. The third card is the Chariot, and the Chariot shows a lot of forward movement. I'm getting forward movement, especially in and around your career. Different people are going to be start to enter your life, Cyril. And just like I was speaking about this actor friend of mine, who he popped into his mind that he thought about going back to acting, but you know the hard part about it, he didn't want to go around to auditions, he didn't want to do all of that, and I said it's just a sign for the angel to you, what's coming to you, and how to step forward. And then out of the blue, a couple of days later, he got auditions. Now, certainly, as they're saying, that out of the blue, different people will seek you out for your abilities, for your talents and your skills, and then things will rapidly start to move forward for you. So that's certainly, and they're pointing to the number on the card of the chariot, which is the seven, and they're saying, certainly, there's a building of you getting lighter and lighter and lighter, going out of May and into June, and the seven that they're pointing to is in July. So perhaps it's that July month that they're saying that those opportunities and those connections will make themselves known to you, or those opportunities and connections will be made known to you in June, step forward with them in July. So I hope that's been helpful. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Can they? You talked about some changes which will be happening into June into July. Can they be more specific into what kind of opportunities will be coming away?
Okay. They say it has to do with the bringing up yet again the opportunity around the medical intuitive. Something
mm-hmm.
to do with that. Something to do with that. When something
mm-hmm.
something that is whether it's a course or whether you meet somebody that can you know sort of put you in that direction. They like the fact that you have taken to undertaking the study of being a medical intuitive, and they say it's something to do with this area. Now I also know that you were doing your certification in aged care.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that you know they're very happy that you're doing that as well. But this new opportunity has more to do with you being able to take your spiritual wisdom and plug that into helping people. So I don't know whether that's doing more energy work or that's doing more, you know, work as a medical intuitive or that kind of thing. But they're certainly saying it has to do with opportunities and connections around alternative forms of healing and in a spiritual vein rather than just a conventional vein.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's been helpful. Well, thank you so much, Cyril. Thank you for calling in again.
Thank you so much, Dani, for the reading.
All right. Well, you continue to listen and have a beautiful week.
You too, Dani.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Now, before that phone call, we were speaking about new ways of being, which certainly these three eclipses helped us bring in these very new ways of being. Like I spoke with Cyril, I mean, several weeks ago, many of us were feeling quite disheartened. We were feeling quite despondent and disappointed. We were feeling heavy and tired. But there is a somewhat lighter, less weighed down feeling that we've had, certainly after this last eclipse, which is the May 25th eclipse. And it's kind of like wipes the slate for many of us to be able to just experience that joy in our life. And what this new way of being is doing is inviting more clear angelic connection and ease and grace into our lives. Now, with our higher connection and our connection to the angels and the greater feeling of lightness in our lives, if there are any energetically heavy things that are still blocking us, because just because the energies of lightness are given to us, we as human beings have free will and free choice. We can choose to hang on to things like anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness, conditional love, trying to control life, trying to blame, find fault in others for our lives. We have free will and free choice to hang on to those things and keep replaying them, keep replaying the drama of life, keep focusing on things that we do not have, keep focusing on lack and how things do not work out. And then because, as I've said many times before, the laws of attraction, we will draw those things to us. So just because these eclipses are providing us with a higher way of energetically being and a feeling of lightness, it doesn't mean that everybody will be embraced to rise even higher energetically to that place of heaven on earth, to that place of zero point in which we just are enveloped all the time by love and joy. So again, if you are still finding yourself energetically blocked by any of those negative things, it might be time for you to have a session. It might be time. I've helped so many clients over the past 10 years to release those things like anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness. And they see their lives from a higher perspective. If you would like a session with myself, Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House, you can call me after the show on 831-277-3716. I not only do this in my Los Angeles office, but I certainly do this on an international level as well, over Skype, over phone. I do the intuitive counseling as well as distant healing, because the energy work that I do through my angel Reiki goes through time, space, and dimension and helps people to open up and to release those negative things in their life. Let's go to the phone lines and take another one of your phone calls. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Ivatar. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. What was your name?
Ivatar Star.
Nice to speak with you. Do you have a question for either myself or the Posse of Angels?
Well, I'm really kind of surprised that you answered, because I thought your show came on at 1, so I was really kind of a little bit caught off guard. I thought in early.
Well, you
Oh, wow. Do I need to ask a question, or can you just pick up on whatever, or
okay,
what would you prefer?
Just to tell you that my show is every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, USA, that's California time. And so maybe you looked at it and you just missed a one of the ones, but it is 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
probably, because
I'm in
mountain time, so it's almost 1 o'clock here. So it's almost 12 o'clock in California.
I've got about 11 minutes left of my show, and it's 11 minutes before 12 o'clock. But I must say that there are no mistakes. There are no
That's
mistakes.
That's true.
And you know what? And if we just let go and let God and the angels help us to figure out how to get through this funny little the physical incarnation of a life, we will flow through with ease and flow. Because sometimes the most magical things, like, you know, oops, it's the wrong time, but it's always for our highest good. So the Posse of Angels will, my angelic family, will give you a general reading, but they really like it when you pinpoint an area in your life that perhaps in them. Because, you know, usually our lives are, for the most part, you know, they're going along very well, but there might be an area or two which is just tripping us up a little bit. So is there an area in particular?
Well, you know, one thing, all the above, I'm really learning how to do that, to just let go and allow. And it's been not difficult, but sort of a challenge, because I've been so used to living on my own, you know, whether in marriage or by myself, and I made a decision to move to Colorado a couple of years ago. My son, you know, has been living here, and I've been living with him, and I think that, you know, I've had issues with just wanting to just be, you know, in my own space. And so I have learned to release and to let go. And what I've been dealing with recently is divine timing. And I've surrendered to that. I've surrendered to divine timing because I know everything is, like you said, everything is in perfect order, just the way it is. And I'm learning how to just know that, you know, things will happen, you know, in its own divine time.
Okay, one thing that they're coming in very quickly here, and they're saying one thing for you in particular, that there are no mistakes. There aren't, and this phone call was so divinely meant to be. You know, there are no mistakes, and everything is meant to be. And also, you're very good at hearing your intuition, but because of the programming of being hurt in the past, and you're not wanting it to not work out, you hesitate to step forward. And the posse of angels are saying, my dear, step when your intuition sends you a sign, and then for a very definite sign to step forward, they said, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate and to step forward in that action that they are showing you. And you'll know. You'll know straight away because you'll get goosebumps. You'll feel that good feeling in your stomach. And you'll just feel that, yes, this is the next step for me. But they're saying in the past, what has really blocked you is not circumstances. You've heard that your intuition, but you have not stepped forward in 100% faith and trust. And so they're saying step forward. Two things happen when we step forward. One, our feet will either hit solid ground, or secondly, the angels will help you to fly. That's the only two things. Because we are children of God, we are abundant, we're always provided for. It's us that live in lack, it's we that live in lack, and that push things away. Abundance is our nature, and we are always protected and guided. Most of the time, we stop the guidance from God and the angels because we want to push the river of how we want to control life working out. And that's with our limited linear minds. They can see things infinitum. They see things in limitless, infinite, boundless terms. And so when they tell us to make movement towards something, and they say, you know, we say, that's crazy. That's not logical. That's irrational. And then it's not until we make movement towards that, then the next piece of the puzzle is given to us, and we go, well, they told me to do that.
Right.
And so they're saying for you, step forward in faith that you are a child of God, and that you cannot, okay, what they're saying is you cannot put a foot wrong. There is only what you desire. What you desire is what the universe desires.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you keep stepping towards that, the more that the universe can give you. So on that note, let's pull 3 cards and see what comes out for you, lovely lady.
Wow, that's
first
exactly
eight,
what I've been doing.
Okay, so first of all, this is another 8. Last caller, the first card 8 came up. 8 is the number of August. They keep telling me summer here for many of us, and they're saying that there's an opening up for you. And they're also showing me my card of 8 of Wands is the deer, and they're saying, my dear, don't push the river life. Allow it to unfold. But this opening is coming for you, and it is something that's going to present itself between now and August, and is going to see it, the physical manifestation of it coming to you. As they're not saying whether it's relationship-wise or career-wise. It could be both, actually. But they're saying with this new lightness that the eclipses have brought in, it certainly is having us live in joy, more expanded love, and then it will draw to us more opportunities to really express our joy. The next, oh my gosh, it's a relationship. The next card is the Ten of Cups. And there's, on mine, there's two people doing kissy face, and there's a rainbow, and there's a flowing river, and yeah, this is saying that you have somewhat hardened your heart because of relationships in the past, because how you've been hurt, but now there's a lightness which is happening, and there's an opening for relationships to come into your life, because there's going to be a new softening of the joy inside of you and more joy emanating from you. And the last one is your Three of Wands, and this is certainly seeing all your ships coming in, the ships of your relationships and the ships of those dream wishes and those fulfillment. So all I can do is get ready for a summer harvest this month, this summer, a time when you will see tangible results of your dreams and hopes coming into physical manifestation.
Wow.
So I hope that's been helpful. And you know what? I would love to find your dream with you. So you can send me
You're breaking up.
Okay. I would love to find out where your journey takes you. You can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at Angel, Angel, Healing, Healing, House, House.com. And have a look at my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, I will.
So you just go off and have the most blessed, glorious day, week, all these months of summer, the hazy, lazy, crazy days of summer, and you open up to absolute miracles and synchronicities and magic happening in your life.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Bless you too, and thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The perfect example. Perfect example, listeners, that there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes. She had to call a wrong time, which she thought she was mountain time and that it was 1 o'clock. And instead of 11, she'd be in early for the 1 o'clock show. The perfect angels, really, and myself, are telling us to trust what appears in our lives and then to make positive movement towards it. And we will then, as we boldly step forth into June, we'll step forward to the new being, the new way of being, and we'll enter a very new world for us to create together. And that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank all those callers and listeners for tuning in to the program. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, California, USA. And if you'd like to receive my Enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, Candy, at Angel, Angel, Healing, Healing, House, House, .com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, you can go to my website, which again is angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Have a glorious week, and I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.